And now let's go to Alice Stockton Rossini, who I believe is in North Caldwell, Alice.
I don't know if she made it to North, did she?
Well, I'm in West Caldwell. I haven't made it to North Caldwell because every time I try to head north, I end up on a very icy road, and I'm not doing very icy roads. I'm sticking to Bloomfield Avenue and the roads that I can kind of navigate. It's crazy time, man. There's downed trees. I'm everywhere you go. Like, there's downed trees and power lines all over the place. Several feet of snow here. Several feet of snow. About 25 inches or so, give or take. But the first thing I find is a guy stuck on an icy road.
I'm a livery driver. I have a customer.
You're a livery driver?
Yeah, a livery driver.
And somebody, you got to go get somebody.
She's right here, any side of the car.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. Okay, I think you got it. I think you got it.
Alice, your sincerity is overwhelming. Oh, hi. Oh, hi. I'm so sorry.
Too bad.
I'm talking to this guy. I don't even see the woman in the back going, are we going anywhere? And I'm like, do you have snow tires, four-wheel drive? Like, what's the deal? And there's a tow truck behind me. There's a plow behind me. There's cars behind me. And I'm just like, I think you got to turn around, buddy. And then he turns around. And I'm trying to get to Bloomfield Avenue because that's the main roadway,
yeah.
And I'm on Pleasant Valley Avenue.
Ooh.
And there's a downtown, yeah. And there's a guy in an FDNY truck. They're waiting for JCP&L. That's where I found Gloria.
Well, I'm just saying, I'll play Gloria, but just your oh hi was classic. Oh hi, passenger.
Oh hi, you need, right. I'm sorry, you need to be somewhere.
Hi,
I'm working here. Get out of the car so I can interview the driver.
And then he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. It was so all right, Alice. Here's Gloria.
You look like you're all ready to go to work.
I am. I'm going to Caldwell University.
Caldwell University. You're not going to get there from here.
Oh, okay. So where can I go?
I don't know, because I was just up this road. It's sheet of ice.
Yeah,
this
I
road.
Can't go up through there. I tried it already.
You tried going
I tried
there.
Already.
Okay. And you're not going through Pleasant. This is Pleasant Valley?
Yes.
Pleasant Valley. This is not very pleasant.
Not very pleasant. Yeah. Not March 8th.
No. Yeah. This is my friend Gloria
okay.
here.
How you doing,
my
Gloria?
New friend.
Hello.
Yeah.
Cool. Go to, right to this light.
Go to the left. Hey, what's a Caldwell University? I'm not familiar with Caldwell University.
Why, yes, there is a Caldwell University. I just passed it. It's a small school.
Yes, it's a small private college, a very beautiful little campus.
But when you think university, doesn't that symbolize lots of schools? I mean,
it's been there for a long time, and I know they got university status not that long ago.
Okay. Yeah. Caldwell University.
They're big on autism. They have a lot of autism programs. I've done stories with them. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's the snow shovelers. We had to get a snow shoveler out there.
Of course.
How long have you been out here?
All night.
How's it been?
It's been hard. It's heavy. It's long. Getting tired.
How many houses have you done?
A ton. I don't even know. Double digits.
A lot of power outages around here or what?
Yeah. Roads blocked off everywhere. Trees everywhere. It's crazy.
How deep is the snow? Like your drifts here?
Well, this one right here is shoulder high, but most places just knee waist high.
Oh, knee to waist. Yeah, this is a special one.
Yeah, they plowed it right up against the wall here. I had to dig this out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the plows, man. They come when they can't help it. These plows come in, and these drifts are. You know, I'm 5'5". I'm 5'6", and that drift was about 5 feet. And that poor guy is shoveling with a shovel because snowblowers are no good when it's wet and heavy. You know, snow.
How old a guy? Because I'm very opposed to shoveling for people. I mean, how old is this person?
I love shoveling. Shoveling is a great workout, Len. You just have to
that, Alice. That's because you're in shape, and Len is not.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a great way to get in shape, Len. I'll be glad to come by and give you snow shoveling lessons. Lift with the legs, Len. Lift with the legs.
Bring those electronic pads you put on somebody's heart to revive them after he collapses.
Yeah.
Hey, Alice, are the roads really icy there? I mean, what's going on? Where are the plows? Where's the salt?
Well, there's plows. There's salt. It's a lot of. There's just a lot. There's just so much. Their plows are out. The salters are. The salt trucks are out. Bloomfield Avenue isn't bad, but you can't get off the main roads. That's the problem.
Hey,
the
Alice,
main roads are not bad.
Before you run, I just if our listeners weren't with us 2 minutes ago when you were playing the audio, you found a livery cab driver and you discovered, much to your surprise, there was actually a passenger in the car.
Never happens.
Let me just play Alice's classic response. Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, hi.
That woman is sitting in the back there, and she's trying to get to work, and Alice is like, get out of the car. I got to interview this guy for my job. You're finished here, lady.
Oh, hi.
Gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Hey, Alice, can you get to a transit center to talk to some commuters to see what if they're gonna get to work today?
For you, Michael, because it's your first week, maybe.
All right,
very definite maybe.
Strap on a pair of skates and get over to Wayne, New Jersey. All right, Alice Stockton Rossini. Thanks a lot, Alice.
Oh, hi.
Bye.
You love that one, Len.
I do. She's funny. That's good. A riot. So,